Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
If I were to ask you, tell us what the world will be like in 2050. So that's 28 years from now. What we're about to share is British kids in 34 years before the year 2000. Well, roughly the same time frame. Mm-hmm. A lot can change by then.
Can.
What's the world going to be like in 2050, Hot Wings?
I think it'll be largely like now. The technology will obviously be much more advanced and some other things will come along. But I don't think now is that much different than 30 years ago as far as it goes. Day-to-day life and how you talk and whatever. Cars look a little different. Well, it would be all electric cars by then.
Will the world be better, worse, or the same?
It'll worse. Be a little warmer. Be a little warmer. The planting zones will be a little different in 30 years. Because they're different now than they were 30 years ago.
Sure.
So,
Steve, what's the world look like in 2050?
I don't think it's going to be that great.
Are you bleak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather be bleak and then pleasantly surprised if it's not that bad.
Kelly, what do you think?
27 years from now, I think a lot of places are going to be out of water. I think it's going to be very, very expensive to live. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a very hot planet in 27 years. And by 2050, I think a lot of people are going to be moving closer to freshwater sources out of fear that the states that they're living in are either going to go under water.
Under?
Or going to...
In 27 years?
Go underwater
27
or,
years?
Or dry up?
Yeah, or dry up. Absolutely. I think that could happen in 27 years.
I don't worry too much about that stuff because I assume the AI robots will have killed us by then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it turns out we're as bleak as these kids were in England mm-hmm. in 1966.
Yeah.
They were asked, what will the world look like in the year 2000? And their bleakness comes from a very different looming specter that was an everyday news story, no doubt, for them.
Oh, yes.
Well, in the year 2000, I think I'll probably be the spaceship to the moon dictating robots to robots. Or else I may be... I don't know, in charge of a robot court, judging some robots.
That kid is the most optimistic of any of the kids that they're going to
talk about. Robot in charge of a robot court. Yeah, he really is into robots.
I may be at a funeral of a computer, or if something's gone wrong with their nuclear bombs, I may be sort of coming back from hunting in a cave.
Well, I don't like the idea of sort of getting out and finding you've got... a cabbage pill to eat for breakfast or something.
That's Dour Nancy, always able to find the dark cloud and the silver lining.
Cabbage pill?
We have pills for food, but my parents give me a cabbage pill.
Yeah, she's been watching Soylent Green and stuff like that,
Oh, I think all these atomic bombs will be dropping around the place.
All the atomic bombs will be dropping around the world?
Okay.
One will get near the center because it will sort of make a huge, great big crater, and then the world will just.
He said there's going to be a hole in the world.
Yeah, because of the bomb.
The bomb creates
so many craters. Yeah. Yeah,
gotcha.
It's remarkable seeing kids from this age, and they actually look like old people. Like I can picture them as what they probably look like now.
The world will just melt, and the world will become one vast atomic explosion. And it will become like a supernova, stars.
These kids are so smart. They'd ask me this. like farts and boobs.
That's
aliens. Kind of,
I was trying to imagine like our two oldest, 10 and 11-year-old, answering that question. They'd be like, well, everyone has a grenade launcher for arms. And when you want to eat, food just appears and it goes in your mouth. And it's always delicious. And everything is healthy. Even the fattiest of foods are filled with health.
Some madman. We'll get the atomic bomb and just blow the world into oblivion.
Still worried about that one.
Yep, that one went away for a little while, but now we're back at it.
There's nothing you can do to stop it. The more people who get bombs, the more somebody's going to use it one day.
That young lady was not okay. Like, the other ones are like, yeah, it might be
She's
bad.
She's sad.
She is heartbroken about more people are going to get
well,
bombs.
It does seem like will use it. One person will use it one day. Somebody's going to use it.
Well, I think that
It'll be so overpopulated. There'll all be wars, all nuclear explosions and everything. It'll make the Earth, you know, too much radiation on it. It'll become too hot to live on. I think that there'll be no life at all, really, on the Earth.
Well, going to take care of that population problem you cited with the first part of that sentence.
I mean, I still think that's all possible, but I'm glad that didn't happen by 2000.
Yeah.
I don't think there is going to be atomic warfare, but I think that there is going to be all this automation. People are going to be out of work and a great population. I think something has to be done about it.
How can a kid that looks to be 9 be thinking that well?
He's right. A lot of things he's saying are spot on.
He had to have turned into a futurist, right? Like, that's got to be his job.
Right.
If I wasn't a biologist, that's what I'd like to do, to do something about the population problem. Try and sort of temper it somehow. I don't know how.
Maybe invent COVID.
He needed to become prime minister.
I think it'll be very dull, and people would all be squashed together so much there won't be any fun or anything.
I think we're gonna run out of go-go boots and whatnot.
And people will be rationed to the amount of things they can have, because if they had too many things, it would just squash their houses and there just wouldn't be room for them.
Okay, they should have put her before Brainiac.
Oh, yeah. They didn't do her any favors.
No.
World's smartest kid followed by
stuff is heavy.
No. This is like when you
fell in because all my boots.
This is like when you go and sing karaoke and right before you, Aretha Franklin gets up and you go, God dang it. I'm going to sound stupid.
I think it'll be people will be regarded more as statistics than as actual people.
I don't think it's
that kid nailed it, too.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Nice, I think. Sort of all machines everywhere, everyone doing everything for you.
Her mouth doesn't move enough.
No, and that's the same girl who was upset about cabbage pills, and now she's worried about machines doing everything for you.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get all bored, and I don't think it'll be so nice.
I think it's going to be very boring, and everything will be the same. I mean, people will be the same.
Quit complaining.
What?
Your fun was pushing a stick.
She grew up to be the dad on that 70s show.
Same, things will be the same.
First of all, those computers are taking over now. Computers and automation.
You have no idea, kid.
You just no idea.
Yeah.
And in the year 2000, there just won't be enough jobs to go around. And the only jobs there will be for people with high HQ, you know, high IQ, who can work computers.
That chick doesn't know anything, and I'll let her tell it to you herself as I entered this video into the chat GPT, and now she lives on forever spouting her nonsense about how doom and gloom and boring the world will be. British kids, far more advanced. I wonder if you did that now if they would still seem smart, or if now they'd be like, oh my God, those fart memes will be everywhere. I bet the Paul brothers will be president and president.
I bet we'd be surprised in the same way, because kids say some things sometimes where I'm like, you're too young to be that smart.
Yeah. Well, when they get serious? Yeah.
I just fast forwarded in the video. It's Billie Eilish, apparently, in this video.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that's time-traveling Billie Eilish,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no question.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.